I know going through finals could feel like this. Well, hopefully listening to WOMY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio will help relieve some of the stress. Don't forget to keep it locked.
I'll have you know, I stubbed my toe last week while watering my spice garden, and I only cried for 20 minutes.
Vision loss is not something that you feel until it happens.
Most people lose their vision from diseases like macular degeneration and glaucoma. Not at birth.
3 million Americans have glaucoma, and half don't even know it.
11 million people in the United States have macular degeneration.
So many eye disorders can be treated if caught early.
Make a plan today to get your eyes checked.
Visit brightfocus.org to learn more.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some things to look forward to this week. On Monday, October 13th, join the GSA for a drag ball fundraiser happening in Mills Dining Hall from 12 to 2 p.m. Also happening on Monday, join the Office of Global Education for study abroad tabling happening in Hunt Union Lobby from 2 to 3 p.m. Finally, join Activities Council for a night of Chuck's Comedy Club happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in the waterfront. On Tuesday, join Art and Scope for their general meeting happening from 6 to 7:30 p.m. in Fine Arts 164. Also happening on Tuesday, join Activities Council for a game of Trivia Tuesday happening in the Red Dragon Theater from 9 to 10 p.m. On Wednesday, join the Office for Equity and Inclusion for guest speaker Carmen Perez Jordan presenting Collective Heritage, Honoring the Past, Inspiring the Future. This will be happening from 6 to 7:30 p.m. in the Great Room of Lee Hall. On Thursday, join the Criminal Justice Club for a game of Jeopardy from 5 to 6 p.m. in Fitz 206. On Friday, join the Activities Council for their general body meeting happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in Hunt Union in the Leather Stocking Room. So happening on Friday, join Badminton for their general body meeting happening from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. in Chase. On Saturday, join Club Odyssey for their third annual Pumpkin Palooza happening in Miller Plaza from 7 to 10 p.m. On Sunday, be sure to join the Ultimate Frisbee team for their practice happening from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in the intramural fields. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked, everyone.
What's up, everybody? It's your favorite WONY DJ back at it, Andrew Trebilcock. You are now listening to Whatever I Want every Sunday, 6 to 8 p.m. Hope you guys are back from my last show. If not, that's all right, if you're a new listener. We'll be playing some fun songs today. We're going to start a little hype, a little bit of DJ Speedstick, if you know him. You can find him on Spotify. Great guy. I don't know him, but I'm sure he's a great guy. But yeah, it's just me in the studio again today, so it's going to be a chill little day. So let's just get right into it, shall we? First song is I Deserve Worse Than a Bad Trip. Oh, okay. I don't know what that means, but I'm just going to play this song. Enjoy. feel like that was a good start to the show. Hope you guys liked that one. I did. It's very aggressive. Very. Well, if you're just coming back from break, welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. I hope you guys had a super fun long break, but if you're not even a student, then just enjoy the show, okay? We're going to be playing a lot of music today. Next up, I'm going to play some Aphex Twin. So this is Alberto Balsam. You guys might know it. Thank you. Hope you guys enjoyed those last two songs, because I did enjoy them. That last one was Exomoon by Jan Cook. And my friend Jan here was born in Kiev, Ukraine. Well, how about that? That's I hear that's a lovely area. So, up next, I'm gonna play some band called Passion Pit. You may recognize them from their song Sleepyhead from the critically acclaimed album Man Nurse, released in 2009. It's a great solid album. Great one. Love it. And I would play Sleepyhead, but I have heard it about 5 billion times. So this song is called The Reeling by Passion Pit. So I hope you guys enjoy it. Yeah. That one was Pearl, I believe. Yes, Pearl by Chapter House. Feeling like listening to some of that early shoegaze stuff. Chapter House, English-based group. Definitely some of that early shoegaze stuff, late 80s. Their debut album came out in 91. Love Chapter House. They're actually returning next May. Go see them in New York City. I heard they're great. I think I'll stick to the trend of some early shoegaze, and I'll put on some Pale Saints. They're another one of those, innovators of that early sound of what us youngins call shoegaze. So let's put on some Pale Saints. You might know them from their song Kinky Love. It's one of their popular ones. This one is called Language of Flowers. Yeah, that was Pale Saints, baby. Short and sweet. Just the way I like it. So, yeah. 87 is when Pale Saints were first known to be together, and some early recordings of them you can find from 88 to 89. So it's pretty crazy. Pretty unique sound for late 80s, I would say. I like it. So next, we're going to play this song called Carry Me Ohio by Sunkill Moon. And if you don't know Sunkill Moon, this is kind of like the band that was made by the singer-songwriter Mark Kozelek after his time with Red House Painters, if you know that group. But Sunkill Moon is very good. He has a lot of great songs. This is from the album Ghosts of the Great Highway, released in 2003. So actually, it was 2 years before I was born. So let's listen to this one. This one's called Carry Me Ohio by Sunkill Moon.
Song. such a mess, felt so.
Like that. Carry her, my angel, Ohio. That's the last lyric of that song. So I'm coming. Oh, wait. Look at this. Look at my handy dandy computer's telling me it's that Sun Kill Moon. It's actually still playing? That's new news for me. Looks like they're on tour right now. And they're actually playing very soon. Well, let me take a look. In New York? No. I lied. It's not in New York. Oh, it's in Tuscan. In Edmonton. Oh, wait. There it is. December 15th. At Sony Hall, New York. So if you like that last song, go see them. December 15th. In Sony Hall, New York. I don't know where that is, but that's going to be fun. Blech. So even if you like Red House Painters, maybe I'll play a Red House Painters song. I don't know what his relationship is like with that band still, but you never know. So, I'm going to play some more wacky songs, I think. Let me just take a look at this song real quick before I play it. Because, you know, Death Grips and they're drip drip. They're a little scary, but it seems like this song's good. It seems like we're good to play this one. My superiors are giving me the go-ahead, so. I hope you guys like Death Grips. If not, you can tune out, come out. Come back in a few minutes if you want, if you don't want to listen to them. I know it's kind of like a love or hate thing, but I do like them, so I'm sorry. My show is actually named after them. If you guys didn't know that, some Andrew Trebilcock trivia. My show, Whatever I Want, is named after the Death Grips song, Whatever I Want. Yeah, that's something. So I'm going to play Black Paint by Death Grips from their album You're the Snitch. This is my favorite Death Grips album, I think. 2018 was this release. Got great songs on it. Death Grips is online. Horn section. My intro for my show is actually the song Outro from this album. Oh, that's actually kind of funny because it's like called Outro, but it's the intro. And today I played Disappointed by Death Grips for my intro. And that is also on the album You're the Snitch. Great album. When did this come out? 2018. I said that. Yes. Great year. Oh my god. Who remembers 2018, huh? What a great year. How old was I? I was, what? 5, 6, 7, 8? I wasn't 8 years old. I don't even know. Wait. 10, 13. I was 13. That's how old I was. I can't do math. Dude. That's why I'm a media studies major. Because I can't do math. So. Alright, I'm going to play a song. I'm going to shut up now. So, here it is. Black Paint by Death Grips. Enjoy.
No! at that.
Not too bad, I would say.
Yes, that was Black Paint by Death Grips, in case you are wondering. I already said that. But yeah, Black Paint, Death Grips, good song. Love it. Family friendly. Next up, we're going to play some Sweet Trip. Sweet Trip, you might know, if you were listening to any of my other shows, I do like Sweet Trip a lot, especially their album Velocity, Design, and Comfort, released in 2003. It's a great electronic album, if you want like an introduction to like that noise electronic sound. Their songs are pretty long, though. So if you can sit through like a 10-minute song, you're going to like that album. But yeah, I love it. I wish they would have come around again, but I haven't heard a peep from them in a long time. So, yeah, this song is called Tekka by Sweet Trip. So, enjoy it. Yes, that one was Tekka by Sweet Trip. Great song. I actually am just looking at the clock now, and I forgot we have a break in 10 minutes. So, I think I have time for one long song before our break. This is going to be a Minecraft song. Minecraft Volume Beta, Dryten. I was listening to this song all weekend. Great song. So, sit back and relax, because this is a... it's a doozy. So, enjoy it.
Thank you.
Minecraft Volume Beta album. Superior to the Minecraft Volume Alpha album. I love C418. He's a beautiful artist. Makes some really amazing ambient music if you're into that stuff. And you know what? I can fit in one more song, you know? All right, it's like I'll play like a minute long song. So let's chop chop. Go ahead. Wait, not this one. Sorry. Here we go. All right, 1 minute song. Quickie.
Bubble. Round about the records go, in the poison entrails go. A dash of indie, a sprinkle of pop, and the essence of rock and roll. Boil now in the charmed pot. Ah, I see my next ingredient has arrived.
Hold on to your broomsticks as you're flying into WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Creep it locked.
This is a brief public service announcement on behalf of the WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta station. When any amount of snow strikes the city and the roads are unsafe to drive on because of how much it has been accumulated in our streets or even black ice is formed on the roads,